Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's the Tuesday night show. Tonight is open call night. If you want to call in and talk about anything, and I did want to start out by saying anything that's spoken on the show that you know that I don't say, I do want to hold. You know, don't take me. You know, some people are going to call in maybe tonight and speak their minds about certain subjects. I don't want to hold back on people. So feel free to call in. I'm supposed to have Cherry Garcia calling in a few to help me co-host. She's running a little slow. Thank you. If you guys can sign in and chat in the chat room, it would be great. I'm going to kick it off with one of the girls from One Tree Hill. She plays the role of Haley with one of her songs, and we'll be back in a second.
I never promised you a ray of light. I never promised there'd be sunshine every day. I'll give you everything I have, the good, the bad. Why do you put me on a pedestal? I'm so up high that I can't see the ground.
One thing is clear, I'll wear
tonight, we got lots of little subjects I'm going to talk about, and I really want you guys to call in and be part of the show. So if you have, and this is the thing, I want you guys, you guys can call in and pick your own subject. I'll throw some subjects out. You guys can call in and talk about these subjects. The number is 347-237-5506. If you never called in before, tonight's the night to do it. It's your guys' show, and I want you guys to call in. You want to talk about Big Brother? You know, there's some subjects. I don't want to over-emphasize on some subjects, so let's, you know, but if there's something you want to talk about Big Brother, there's something you want to talk about another reality show that's happening, just lots of things that we can talk about. If there's a TV, anything you want to talk about. So we do have a call, and Cherry, welcome. Cherry is kind of my unofficial Tuesday night co-host right now. Cherry, you there?
I'm here. How are you doing, Ron?
You're the unofficial co-host as of right now.
I love being unofficial.
until I get a full-time co-host, I'm going to use Cherry as much as I can on Tuesday nights. And we do have a call already. Okay, let me just address some stuff real quick, and then we'll get the caller. First of all, calendars are in. Calendars are in.
I heard they look good, too.
They are, and they're beautiful. For my first time ever making a calendar, I am pretty impressed with them. They're $30. You can buy them still. I got about 12 extra, so I won't have to order them. Now, after I sell the ones I have, you know, I'm going to have to reorder. So you're going to have to maybe wait a longer. But now you can still do it. And if you do it before Friday, you can maybe even get it in the mail. I will get it in the mail by Friday because I'm planning on mailing everything Friday. I forgot to get envelopes today, Cherry. I knew I was going to the dollar store for something else. I get envelopes. So.
Well, you'll get them tomorrow.
Oh, anybody that, I mean, right now, what it is I'm looking for, I have a couple of people that is going to co-host. But it's just, I got to get a hold of them and we got to work it out. Somebody was going to do it. And they kind of, had to work too much, and then I asked someone else, and I haven't got back to them, and we haven't got it, so I'm just letting, you know, this is the show tonight that fans can call in. I do want to take some calls, and I do want to, you know, throw some subjects out, but let's go ahead and take the first caller.
Okay.
And everything. 903, your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ron, guess who? Hello.
Speak again.
I said, guess who?
There's
two of us. Hey, Ron.
Okay.
I
know who it is. I know who it is too. And I know who it is. And I thought it was right the first time, but I couldn't get the twain past me.
Liar.
No, I knew it was Natasha, but
no,
I didn't know
Kathy,
if it was Natasha or Kathy.
Hey.
Listen to me. I didn't know if it was both of you guys, or I didn't know if it was just Natasha, or if it was Kathy. I couldn't figure out which one. You guys
had
the country
accent.
Yeah,
okay,
I mean,
if Kathy's off work, if she's off work, you know that she's with me.
Yeah, I know. How's the eggnog today?
Oh, it's great. I'm drinking it right now. Wonderful. But we've been playing a game.
A game?
A game. We watched Charlie Brown Christmas, and we were trying to figure out what Big Brother house guests were the Charlie Brown characters.
You know, I saw that tweet. I'm gonna throw my Peppermint Patty one.
Okay.
You know who I think Peppermint Patty is? And I don't think I don't think it's because, it's just because of the red hair. It has to be Rachel.
Yeah, we said that.
What do you
one.
Think?
Yeah,
okay,
that's a plus. What's your second guess?
Charlie Brown has to be Brendan.
Why? I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of like the...
I haven't seen any pictures of Charlie Brown inappropriately.
Hey, now, we're not supposed to be talking about that today. Oh, yeah, we can. It's okay.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
If we talk about it, we can. let me think about that. Who would be Chuck...
they talked about it on the talk today.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you if you guys
thought
it's
we have an open discussion? We'll just use our heads as, you know.
Yeah, let's wait to talk about that then.
Okay.
But first of all, you guys do know who's on the line, right? This is Kathy from Big Brother 12, just to let you guys know. I mean, I don't know if the people in the chat room are getting that it's Kathy and everything. Okay, so who was Charlie Brown to you guys?
We never said who Charlie Brown was.
No, we were just watching.
We never said who that one was. We just,
you know, because Linus could be Brendan, too.
We just said who we thought Pigpen was, and Kathy is Sally.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Kathy was Sally.
And who do you think she said I was, even though I wasn't on Big Brother?
Got to be the bossy one.
Lucy?
Yeah. Bossy.
You know who Linus could be? It could be Brendan.
Well, he can't carry around my blue blanket.
I'm trying to think.
I still have my blue blanket
in
the house.
Oh, man. Who's Snoopy?
We don't have a dog.
Brendan's the dog.
Well, you keep bringing him up. You want to talk about it, Ron. Did you look at the picture?
I didn't bring it up that time. And I believe you were not going to comment on it, so I was being nice. I saw your tweet. You said you were going to not make no comments.
Yeah, no comment. No comment.
Yeah, but if the, you know, what did you think about the talk doing about it tonight, today? Did you see it?
Yeah, I did see it. I did. Well, I didn't see it actually on TV. I saw it on the internet.
What did you think about the talking about it? And was it cool that, I mean, Big Brother was still, I mean, Julie Chen is on the show.
Right.
I mean, what did you think about that? I mean, did you think it was worth talking about on the talk?
Well, they do own us, so they can talk about us as much as they want. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, that's their business, and, you know, what happens, happens. I mean,
you know, and honestly, and I, you know, I DM'd Rachel that it was shown on the talk, and I wanted to make sure she saw it. And I do want to clarify, yesterday we talked about the incident, me and Michelle talked about the incident, but we never, you know, talked bad about Rachel. We did make some comments towards Brendan, like why did he, you know, throw it out in public, and why did he do what he did, and we felt bad for Rachel. But
right.
We always spoke positively about Rachel, that we didn't feel. So I wanted to clarify, because she heard rumors that we featured the girls. And I haven't talked to the girls. I don't even follow the girls. I don't even know what happened until Brendan mentioned it.
You
know what I mean?
You haven't been Skyping with the girls, Ron?
No, you know, I Skyped with some other girls, and I did apologize that I never showed my cock to them. And Natasha, Natasha, I am so sorry. I never, you know. I did apologize for being a good guy.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should look her up. I mean, she's available now, so.
Who, Rachel?
Mm-mm. No, leave
or
Rachel
Molly.
Alone. Molly.
Okay.
Molly.
Okay. I'm
just offended she didn't
Rachel
ask to Skype with me.
Ew.
What?
You know, I learned a long time ago, before we even, you know, were all into computers and all that, if you don't want something seen, you don't take a picture of it and you don't write it down.
Amen.
Right,
sister.
Right, right.
I
yeah, I agree. I'm trying to read the chat room. Sorry.
I don't know why anyone would do that, knowing that it's so easy to screenshot all of that and to record all of that.
Absolutely. And when people are coming off a reality show, there's people lurking in the shadows just trying
exactly.
to cash in on something or to take advantage. So it's just a sad situation. I think Rachel's a victim, but, you know, maybe they'll work it out amongst themselves. Because
this
happens every day in the privacy of people's homes, and families are affected by it and everything else, but it's not all over the news.
Right. And you know what? I really didn't want to talk about this too much, but since you're on, and I know you know, people are going to talk about it, I think it would not have been talked about if Brendan would have kept his mouth shut.
Yeah.
If it would have blown over, he should have apologized to her privately. And that's where I only thing I have to say about it is you don't put stuff out there on Twitter and not expect people to talk about it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I totally agree.
Somebody else did something, and I'm not going to talk about it myself. I might have a call that wants to talk about it, but yesterday I was offended by a Big Brother 12 person. I'm not going to say who it is, but there was a picture put on there on the Twitter. And I kind of was offended.
I'm not
by
laughing
it a
about
little
the
bit.
Picture. I'm laughing because Kathy and I have already talked about this.
Yeah,
I know you guys wouldn't laugh about the picture, and I kind of, you know, why do something like that? I mean,
I think some people just have different senses of humor.
Yeah, I agree.
Good point.
His sense of humor is totally different from other people's, and he's not a bad person, but his sense of humor is just totally different. You just have to know who he is. And
I mean, while some of us think it's sick and perverted and, you know, our mind automatically starts racing when we see a picture like that, I think some people just don't think that way.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I agree.
And I kind of agree, too, but I also see the people that were offended by it point of view,
yeah.
too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I can see both. I can see both views on it, but
Jerry's over there probably doesn't know what we're talking about.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, everybody knows
Thank
what
you.
We're talking
oh,
about.
You do?
It's all over the internet. But,
okay.
But in his defense, you know, it's his sense of humor. It's not anything that is any more than that. Yeah, I mean, you just have to know. I mean, everybody knows him and knows it. That's his sense of humor. I mean, that's what people love about him.
Or hey.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Next subject.
Next? Yeah, what month am I on the calendar?
The calendar. I had to put you with three other people. Your photo that I got was blurry if I put it by yourself. And I forget what month you are, but you're with Amanda Hansen and Jesse and Nick.
Okay.
So I had to put you guys all together. When you know how the pictures blow up, you know, if I made it you by yourself, it was coming out a little blurry, you know what I mean? So for me to fix it, so next year I'll have to think about that a little more in advance. You know, this time I just was running close, so. But you are in it. You're the only one from Big Brother 12 in it.
Really?
So, yeah, I didn't get a chance to get a hold of Lane and with his schedule and everything. And someone else, they told me they were going to send one, and they never got it sent. So,
Bummer.
I'm not going to. Yeah, but it was okay. It's a nice calendar. I'm really proud of it for my first one. And
for you.
And everything. And I do appreciate that you put, you know, a photo in it, and that's the key thing. And it really, I wanted to feature people that were on the show, have been on the show, and, you know, I, you know, consider people that are, I just wanted people that I really considered part of the show a little bit, too. And you're willing, I'm willing to let you call in whenever you want. So, I mean, that was something else that I kind of liked about, you know, and that's why I wish Lane could have been in it, but.
Yeah, I wish everybody could have been.
I just couldn't get his clearance, and I had a clearance with you guys before doing it. So maybe next year, or I might do one before. It's so simple to do. So, hey, do you watch Survivor?
I haven't watched it this season. I usually do, but I haven't watched it this season.
Have you heard about the
two girls quit? I don't really know. Somebody needs to fill me in.
Okay, so you don't know about the... Yeah, there was two girls that quit, and now that you didn't watch it this season, I was going to ask you, what did you think about it? But, yeah, two girls quit. 11 days left. Would you have ever quit Big Brother with 11 days left?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But, you know, I don't know what their situation was or what... I don't know their side of it, but, no, you don't do all that to quit.
Michelle and that girl in the chat room, Michelle and that girl's confused. We were talking about another subject. We switched subjects just to let you know. I'm going to go ahead and say his name. We were talking about Matt's sense of humor. I'm not going to tell you what the picture was about, but in the chat room, people were confused.
Oh, okay. That's just Matt's sense of humor. I mean, nobody needs to take it offensively or anything.
Yeah, I think just some people did. And
yeah, it's just his sense of humor. I mean, if you know Matt the way I do, I mean, it's just Matt's sense of humor, and you can't do anything but laugh at his sense of humor. I mean, that's his personality, and that's what everybody loves about him or hates about him. He's one of those love and hate people, He's just funny. I mean, he does stuff that's his personality, and when you get to know Matt the way that I know him, you'll understand that. I mean, he's just a character. I mean, he's hilarious, and he's just, you know, trying to, you know, we're all a big family, and no one wants negative attention, you know, towards anyone, I don't think. I guess I'm speaking for everybody, but you know, no matter what we go through or what we do or anything, we're real quick to, you know, stick together. And, you know, that's Matt's sense of humor. And if anybody watched or paid attention to Matt, that's just something that he does. I mean, that's what makes Matt Matt. And I think that everybody needs to overlook, you know, what that was. He was just trying to calm everybody down and make something funny, you know. It wasn't anything.
That's
my point of view. I mean, and that's me knowing Matt, and you know, I laughed about it, but I don't see anything. I mean, it's just Matt. That's all I can say. It's Matt's personality, and that's, you know, you have a choice to either follow Matt and love Matt or not follow Matt and hate Matt, but. He's just a funny, likable person, and you just have to get past the, you know, your sensitivity side on it.
I understand your point, and I get what you're saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everything. Kim's in the chat room. You know who Kim is?
Yeah.
She wanted me to tell you hey. Can we take calls? Would you want to take a couple calls?
Yeah, sure.
Some calls? Hey, if you guys want to call in, feel free to call in and take a couple calls. We'll take calls. Cherry.
Yeah.
You're sitting over there too quiet. You got anything you want to talk about?
Well, now that we've covered all of that,
What are you girls doing for Christmas?
I am going to Little Rock to be with my family.
Oh,
she's
going to
abandon me this year. She's usually at my house Christmas Eve, and my husband's in Iraq, and she's abandoning me.
You're not.
Yeah, I'll post pictures. She'll be black and blue before New Year's.
Oh, I have to spend time with my son. I mean, he's number one in my life, and he's away from me, and I don't get to see him that much, and so that's what's important to me.
Yeah, I can understand that. Well, Natasha, you want to come up here to St. Louis and spend Christmas with me?
Oh, my goodness, it's so cold here. I can't imagine how cold it'd be there.
It's cold.
You know,
it's cold.
It's the coldest winter already. I mean, December has been one heck of a cold month. I am shocked how cold it really is this month. Normally, it's a more mild, you know, December down here in Georgia, but we're already in like the teens, and I never remember having teen weather, you know, or in the 20s during the month of December. I mean, it's just really, I'm shocked how cold.
We're under a winter weather advisory. We're supposed to have snow tonight, and that never happens this early in the year.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, I saw flurries on Sunday. I was shocked. 347-237-5506 if you guys want to call in and ask Kathy a question. Ask her what she's, you know, ask her about, I forgot. Pineapple, is it?
Hey, hush your mouth. Hush your mouth. Ron?
You're my little pee-pee.
It was trouble, Ron. We talked about that last time. I was just
We don't have to bring that back up. The past is the past, Ron.
No, she's still my little pee-pee.
Pee-pee, that's it. It's not pineapple.
No, it's pee-pee. Get it right. If we're going to use it, let's do it right.
I couldn't remember. I'm actually shocked that she called in. I'm totally unprepared. So I'm
that's because
it.
I do stuff randomly.
No, I understand.
She likes to
catch
you off guard.
Surprises are always the best.
You know, actually, it's kind of cool because I didn't have nobody calling in tonight, and it's nice to have some. And you and I know you're off, and you didn't get called in to work today. Is this like the first day that you've had off in a long time, actually, or have you had some days off?
No, I've had some days off. The flu's going around really bad right now, and so some of the guys have been sick, and so I've worked for them, but we're just trying to keep the flu bug away from all of us. I preach to them to get a flu shot, but I think it goes in one ear and out the other until they really get it, and then I go, I told you so.
You can call in, just say hey if you guys want to.
Nobody wants to call in
available.
And say hey to us.
Kim would, or, you know, I know anybody that would like to, you know, they can. That's what I'm saying. So just call in. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to think.
So what did you guys do on Thanksgiving?
Hey, tell Oregon Beaver to call in.
Thanksgiving, Kathy worked. And then when she got off work, she came over here and got a plate.
And there was no turkey left. Yeah.
Oregon Beaver's funny, too.
Yeah, Oregon Beaver.
So he can definitely call in.
Tell him to call in. If he wants to talk about his topic that he put in the chat room, tell him to go for it.
Let me do something real quick, and then we'll take the first call. Just give me a second. I want to do something real quick. I got to take a second break. And I want to play this real quick. And this is in honor of Kathy and Natasha, because they watched this tonight.
You have to sing, Kathy.
Makes me want to strip.
Oh my God.
Okay. You guys are laughing through my song.
You're a mess, Ron. No, we're laughing at the chat room.
We were talking and we didn't know that they could hear.
Yeah, I didn't mute you guys.
Shame on you. Shame on me,
Ron. Guys, my arm is turning me so bad right now. And
that didn't even sound
and the chest. So I'm just, you guys are funny. Okay, I want to take a call. You guys can compose yourself over there. Wait, I want to know what's in the eggnog. I'm waiting for them to stop laughing before I take a call. Okay, 570, you're on the Rad Reality Show with Kathy and Natasha and Sherry Garcia and Ron and name and where you're calling from.
It's Michelle from the Bronx. How are you?
Hey, Michelle.
What's up, Michelle?
What's going on? Kathy, don't do the strip, man. You don't need to go there.
Yeah, Charlie Brown would be my first choice.
Yeah, I called to talk about sock monkeys, and you kind of like want to talk about stripping, so I'm going to go with you.
Sock monkeys, that's just old news.
Yeah, well, you know what? This might not even be Kathy. It's the evil twin, right?
It is. There's two sides of Kathy.
Yeah, well, you know, this is a lot more fun. So let's stay with the evil Michelle. And you need to have the two L's in it. I got the one L, so we can separate that. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm actually doing good. This is my first time calling in to the show. I've done a couple of other call-ins, and I've been waiting for you to appear in some others. But this is a great surprise because I got hijacked by Facebook yesterday trying to get in. So I'm happy. You know?
Yay! I'm happy.
Yeah.
We're all
happy. I am happy, too. And I've still got to figure out, I got to have something to play when first-time callers. So I got this little sound effect for you because you're a first-time caller.
Yes.
And just give me a second. This is Ron and his stupid switchboard. Because, you know, you're a first-time caller. I have to give you something. Ready?
I'm ready.
Yay!
All right. Yay!
You know, if you would have put a gunshot, it would probably be more resemblance of the Bronx.
I could shoot my gun. It'd be like, bam!
No, yeah, even you. Yeah, you could have definitely pulled out and blew a bullet.
I know. I forgot to play something. When I realized it was you, I should have played your theme song. You want to hear her theme song?
No, bad boys.
No, Kathy, you got nothing to go with this. It's all Michelle, so let him play.
Go for it, Michelle.
This is when she calls in. I was going to play this song every time, and I forgot because...
Bad boys, what you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? Bad boys.
Kathy likes bad boys. Oh, I do.
Evil Michelle was so liking it.
I am so, it's so funny. I've never heard Michelle talk before, and she is definitely from the Bronx.
Yeah, they confused me with Alita. Like, I don't know why they would confuse me, because Alita's a nice girl, but she's got that Boston part in her, and there is no Bronx with Boston as far as I'm concerned. So
that's right. I agree with you.
Yeah.
We've never been to the Bronx. We need to go up there and visit you.
Well, it's a tough place to go, but, yeah, I think you'll be fine. You know, there are not so many blondes that are real blondes down there, so.
Hey, Natasha's not blonde. That was her saying that. She's got black roots. So do you.
That can be taken in so many different ways.
I was going to say, I didn't think neither one of you guys were really true blondes.
No, we pay a lot of money for this blonde.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, no, you got to go brunette, and this way you won't stick out.
Yeah.
But it's fun down there, I'm telling you. You'll have a good time, you know. But, you know, if you go to New York, you've got to go, you know, all the way. You've got to hit at least one of the five boroughs besides Manhattan, so.
Oh, yeah. If I went to New York, it would definitely be going all the way.
Yeah? You think you might hit a Yankee game or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely would hit a Yankee.
not a Met.
I mean game. Yankee game.
Ah, uh-huh.
Funny.
The bad girl again. Wow.
See, all summer long, I was watching Big Brother, and every episode I wanted to throw something at the TV. I was like, that's not the Kathy I know. That's not my Kathy. Where is she? I was thinking they were giving her tranquilizers or
really?
I don't know what the hell was wrong.
You know what? That's the funny part. That's the funny part. I was just sitting here thinking, if we saw this Kathy in Big Brother, I think more people would have
liked me.
No, I didn't. I was talking. You said that. I was not going to say that. I was just going to say I think we would have. You would have had maybe more fans. Maybe I don't know how to say it.
I'll tell you how to say it.
I just messed up.
Updating Kathy was really easy. Kathy smoking a cigarette. Kathy going to clean. That was it. Kathy got into it with Rachel.
Kathy being thrown under the bus.
And then Kathy went and went down and laid down. We wanted Kathy to get, like, when we saw that, we wanted Kathy to get, like, more like that. And I'd like Kathy to be, like, how she is right now on the show, because that would have been really awesome to update. Because I did a lot of typing, and Kathy needed to be more Michelle. I know you were weak.
Oh, now I know what you were saying by Michelle. Wasn't that your evil... Wasn't that evil twin? Gotcha. I totally went over my head. That's how
nice,
much
nice
Big
for you
Brother's
to join
been.
In.
Thanks
no,
for catching
I knew,
me,
I thought
friend.
You were talking about yourself.
No, that's what I said. I'm 1L, and evil Michelle has to be 2L, so I already put the separation out there. Must be my accent.
Oh, okay, I didn't realize that.
Must be the accent.
No, I'm okay with that. I'm from Chicago, so I understand that.
Yeah, definitely. Chicago definitely understands Bronx. Definitely. No problems.
But, Michelle, we have other callers.
Get going. I know. I'm one of those call-in whores. I'm sorry, you know.
No, it's cool. Hey, I like call-in whores. We usually will keep you up here on the line. I am known to have a full house of whores. I got it.
I'm getting,
I like
you're
that.
Me so much information the first night. I'm just like, you know, I'm hooked already. Fish. You
well,
know,
we're so
fish.
Glad
cool.
you called in, Michelle, and you'll have to call again. It's a nice little family
will.
Here.
I will, Natasha.
Yeah,
I will.
Love it. Thank you.
Well, thanks for
Michelle.
Everything, and talk
hey,
to you
Michelle.
Soon. Good luck to you, Kathy, with everything.
Thank you. Thank
All
you,
right.
Michelle.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Because I know Kim's up next. Because I know her area code has to be, this has to be Kim, because she has an area code that I like. This has to be Kim. You're on.
It is Kim.
Hey,
so,
Kim.
You're up now.
Hey.
Are you going to keep evil, are you going to keep Michelle up on the phone line? Or are you
going to
go?
I can't believe
go,
you're making me follow
Kathy.
Michelle. I can't compete with that.
Yeah, it's hard to compete with Michelle.
I know.
Yeah, I never...
But anyway.
So it's all yours, Kim.
I just want to say hi. That's all.
Hey, Kim.
Yeah, I've been waiting for a phone call from somebody that said they were going to call me, but no.
Don't hold your breath, honey.
She's
really
good
about
that.
I even have her mama calling me saying, is my daughter alive? Because she told me she'd call me back 3 days ago.
Hey, ease up. I have a job.
Oh, yeah, you do have one of those.
I do. People seem to forget.
Oh, stupid job.
Sorry, I don't know what that is.
I love my job. I love my job. They love me. I love them. What can I say?
Yeah, it's okay. We understand you have a job and that you have a life. You know, and some of us don't have lives. And we can call.
Yeah, we sit around and play on Twitter all day.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And Facebook.
Facebook, Twitter. I have like withdrawals from that when I'm gone to work.
Yeah, but you even tweet from work. I know you do.
I don't tweet from work. I work. Ron, you're lying.
Okay, what about the time that you tweeted
Shut up,
about
Ron.
Your favorite
you quit telling secrets.
I wasn't a secret.
Yeah, I'm just
working
radar
thought...
or something during the time that I might tweet.
Oh, okay. That's cool. But,
yeah, that's it. I'm working. I'm on the clock.
It's okay. You can tweet and work in the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, lots of people
do. That's a good thing with cell phones.
That's right. So, Kim, do you have anything else you want to say? Because
no.
We do have another caller.
That's fine. I just wanted to say hi. I told you I didn't have any questions. Just wanted to say hi.
Oh,
I haven't heard it for a while.
I know you did.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Natasha. Who else is there?
I think
Cherry
Garcia.
Cherry.
Cherry's there. Hi, Cherry.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to talk.
So, Kim, can you give us a quick update, though? How are you feeling these days? And the last time you called in with Kathy, we prayed for you. I mean, are you doing better? Or?
Well, they thought that I was cancer-free, and they called me back the next day and said, oops, we made a mistake. I am not. There are some more tumors there, but the radiation did shrink them, so that is getting better. But they did find something on my thyroid, and I'm waiting to hear back from the doctor. I'm supposed to have a biopsy done on my thyroid. So
and when are you having
where
that
I'm at right now. I don't know. There's a mix-up with the doctors, and it was actually they wanted to do it today, but I never heard back from them, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, keep us posted, because we're all concerned.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you
one
very
reason
much.
I brought it up, is because, I mean, I know... Last time we prayed, and
you did.
And tonight, yeah, I wanted to mention it, and Kim, I appreciate you calling in again, and you know, as you know, I know we got two different kind of diseases, but we both got diseases that are, you know, deadly and it's hard to you know solve, and I don't know how to say it. I'm trying to figure out the words, but so I understand what you're going through a little bit. Cancer and heart disease is two of the worst diseases I think out there, and I you know and that's one reason I'm doing my thing in February is you know and is to kind of make awareness of you know the heart disease.
Right.
So
I'm gonna do my best to be there too.
Can.
By the way,
you better be there. You better be there, Kim.
You gonna come down to Dustin and pick me up?
Who, me?
We'll figure out a way.
How am I
going to
do that?
We'll figure out a way.
No, I'll be there. You just give me all the information, and I will be there. You got my promise.
Good.
So go ahead and get your other callers, and I'll talk to y'all online sometime.
Bye, Kim.
We'll keep you in our prayers, hon.
Thank you, and I love
Kim.
You all.
Bye,
love you
take
too.
Care.
Bye.
Okay, I'm doing something to kind of swing up the mode because somebody was going to call in, and I think they called in, and they wanted. I'm going to do something real quick, and what I'm going to do is play a clip from a past show, something quick, and we'll be back in a second, so we can kind of like, you know, move on. To our next caller. 210, I hope you do want me to pick you up because you didn't push the 1. So so I wanted to make sure if you didn't want to talk, don't push, or push the 1 if you wanted to talk, but I'd probably still pick you up, so here we go.
Yeah. Mike Holman from the wonderful television show Jackass. You're listening to Rad Reality, one of the greatest shows ever made, I promise.
I believe we got Beth on. Beth, is that you?
Hello.
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 Oh, 815. Wait.
Hello, hi. Hey, Rad Ride.
Yeah.
Hi. Hey, this is Betty Crocker.
Yeah, and this is Martha Stewart.
I was supposed to call in for John Crocker. He asked me.
Yeah.
And this is Jenny Crocker.
I don't think he was Betty Crocker.
No.
No, he was calling in for John Crocker.
Oh. Guys, just to let you know who that was?
Yeah.
You know who Betty Crocker was?
Yeah.
It was Chicken George.
How was it?
Yes. We did a show right before Big Brother started. I gave away two tickets, or we gave away tickets to the Vegas Bash. And what I did is played like Apprentice meets Big Brother meets Survivor. We did a bunch of different, shows, and I like gave, and one of the weeks was they had to get people to call in. Okay, well, I had these two soap opera characters on a Thursday show, and they were supposed to be on for about an hour. Well, during the hour, John Crocker had Chicken George call in. Okay, so Chicken George calls in and says his name was Betty Crocker. I thought it was a prank caller because we had a prank caller like the night before do it. And I hung up on the guy. And after I realized it, I realized I hung up on Chicken George, and I couldn't believe it. I was so embarrassed. And that is actually up for we're doing a little in the end of the year. We're going to do like an award show. And that's up for funniest clip of the year. That cowboy and evil Lita. So it's going to be funny which one wins. But yeah, that's me hanging up on Chicken George. I can't believe I did that still. Hey, we got a caller. So ready? I love you guys' commentary, just to let you know. You guys make me think of Mystery Science Theater when you guys talk about it. What's going on? 210. I believe this is Lisa.
Hey. Listen, I want a large pepperoni and I guess a medium hand tossed with mushrooms, onions, and bacon.
Do you want
Brussels
sprouts
on that?
Do you have buffalo wings?
Do we have what?
Buffalo wings. But we do. I do have a tossed salad that can be ordered with you. It's King Toss by Brandon.
Wow, Pat, thanks. Thanks, honey. I don't like his salad tossing tools. Hey guys, how are y'all?
Good. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing okay. Terry told me to call. I didn't know why, but I said okay. I'm here. I'm calling.
Well, you know we love ya.
Do you want to say hey to Kathy?
Hey, Kathy, are you on the line too?
I am. I'm here.
Oh, totally love you, honey.
Thank you so much.
That's adorable.
And Natasha's on the line too.
I think she is on. She's on her cell phone now, talking to her husband.
Oh, is she? Oh,
yes.
That's good.
How rude.
Yes, he called on the landline. I was like, tell him to call the cell.
How funny. Yeah, I've got two lines going too, so.
Oh my gosh.
So
yeah, and we know Lisa likes to do other stuff when she's in the chat room too.
Like
she
what?
Multiple tasks.
What
she likes multiple tasks.
Yeah, she's
I'm
a multitasker.
Joking. You're definitely a multitasker.
Yeah, I have a few projects going all the time, yeah. Fun. So how's work, Kathy?
Oh, it's great. trying to put all the criminals in jail that want to rob all the houses right now. It's been busy, busy, busy.
I bet crime rises at this time of the year.
It does. It's sad, 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 sad.
That's
like I said the other day, it's time for giving, not stealing.
Isn't that the truth?
Exactly. Exactly.
Do you find that it's, you know, like, what is the most, I mean, is robbery the most in houses, or is it where's the most crime at during this time of year?
It is mostly breaking and entering, like B&Es, where people are breaking the houses when they're gone. And they steal everything. Copper's a big thing that everybody's stealing right now because it's bringing a lot of money in, and so they're stealing copper.
Copper's real big right here now,
mm-hmm.
too.
Copper's a big deal right now. You know, at Christmas time, yeah, there's gifts, there's money sitting around. Those are problems, but mainly it's everybody needs to lock everything up that's outside. Anything sitting out there is free game to the criminals right now.
Oh yeah, my Jeep just got stolen. Well, it was stolen about a year ago. It right out of my driveway, and they had to maneuver it. I mean, it was just unbelievable, unbelievable.
Yes,
Jeep,
I mean it's really sad. Keep your doors locked. The Grinch is out.
Okay. Keep your doors locked and your children.
That's right.
It's a shame at this time of year you have to worry about the gifts under your Christmas tree. And
absolutely.
And in your car.
Yeah,
it's
underneath there, yes.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
Okay. See,
I can't imagine
your
house all day.
What? Wait, did she just put me on hold?
Who put you on hold?
Lisa did. She said, hold on.
Well.
She's getting another call. Wait, I think...
okay,
I think
that's a first.
Yeah, no, not really. Lisa's a busy girl, so I kind of understood. You know, I should, mute her and go to our next caller, because we do have another caller.
Why don't you dare mute me?
You just got caught.
You know, Lisa, actually, I want to keep you up here on this one because I have a feeling you will have your 2 cents to put in because I think we have Oregon Beaver on the phone line.
Oh, yeah.
So let's see what Oregon Beaver has to say because Oregon Beaver is definitely a character, just to let you guys know.
Well, if Oregon Beaver can talk, I definitely want to hear.
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to hear if he wants to talk about what he put on the chat room.
Oh, what?
Oh, wait. Guess he hung up.
Oh, scaredy cat.
502, call back in.
What
I don't know what happened. What?
Oh, what did he put in the chat room? I didn't see anything.
He said, I'll call back in, but only if Michelle comes back out. Tell him Michelle will come back out, the evil Michelle.
Yeah, she'll come back out. See, 502, I thought it was, I guess it was somebody else.
He said he's moved on now. Chicken.
Okay. I'll still keep Lisa on the line because we got a 503. 503, do you want to be picked up? Okay, let me try to pick this one up again. Last time, I don't know what happened. 503, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
Oh, yeah, I'm 503, not no stinking 502. This is Beaver. What's going on?
Oh, Beaver, you want to talk?
I like to listen. If I
talk,
I get involved. Talk
to me.
And if I get involved and then I get passionate and then I, like, care about things, I'd just rather be, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What's going on? Hello.
Not much. We've been waiting to talk to you. You were interesting.
Everyone.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about anything. That's why I didn't call in until now. I just like to listen and be opinionated. No. I have way too many opinions. That's my problem.
Tracy,
if I called
come
it wrong,
on. You know you.
I don't know much.
Let me just give you a little background about Oregon Beaver.
Oh,
Oregon Beaver started to come in last year. He's been coming in for a year now. And in the beginning, he comes in and pretty much didn't tell us who he was. He would play this game, mind games with us.
And then he decides to call in, and he knows Michelle. He lives up in Rainbow, so they, you know, knew each other. And oh man,
it's so confusing. I live in Portland. I went to Rainbow, and okay, that part I corrected. All right, sorry.
Apparently, you got some beaver.
Oh yes, I went. I'm a beaver. I was Benny the Beaver at one point, the beaver mascot at Oregon State. So I fully on have been a beaver, and that's sad. Oh right.
I like beavers.
Okay. I know Oregon Beaver has lots of stuff to say because
I
mean, come on. You always
have
something
myself.
To say.
I always have to edit
you don't
myself.
Have to, tonight
don't
you
have
say,
to
talk about whatever you want.
Well, no, I have nothing I want to talk about other than
I want you to talk about what you were talking about in the chat room. Kathy
yeah.
wants to hear it.
Yeah.
Michelle wants to hear it.
Yeah,
it was a
Michelle
stupid
wants to hear
comment.
That. It was readable, though. I read it.
My point basically was just something about loving Matt, and it was just like, well, I guess I didn't understand how you can love his humor but not get his humor then in regards to being so upset about the lie and everything, because that's part of his humor, take him or leave him. I instantly am one of those, I don't know.
Yeah, but
I
you have to keep in mind, too, that what you guys saw, I didn't see some of. Like the diary
well,
room humor
well,
and everything. So a part of Matt that you guys saw, you have to keep in mind that I didn't see. And then after I got
hard,
out of the house and
yeah.
spent time with him, then I got to see that part of Matt. I mean, y'all have to keep in mind what you're
that
seeing
sucks.
Is not what we
yeah.
see. I mean, when I'm sitting outside and somebody's in the diary room, and they're saying funny stuff in the diary room, or they're doing this, or they're doing that. You have to keep in mind we're oblivious to all of that.
I get. It just sucks that his humor wasn't portrayed to like other house guests more,
right.
and then he held
right.
that back.
And, you,
and
I couldn't get to know
that.
Matt until in the jury house, and appreciate that
yeah,
part of Matt.
Awesome.
Well,
I don't know Matt
personally. I don't know Matt personally. You know, I try to keep an open mind about people, you know, until I meet them and actually spend some time with them, not just shake their hands. But
right.
I got to tell you, last night he posted something about raping a baby, and he took a picture of him, you know, pretending to, you know, to a baby doll. And, you know, that was not, I didn't find any humor in that.
Yeah, that's just
yeah,
Matt's
know.
Humor. I mean, it,
I
we
context.
Were talking about that
we were talking about that
in.
Earlier, and you know, that's just Matt's type of humor, and you have to really know Matt. I mean, like we said, there's people that love Matt, there's people that hate Matt, and that's just Matt's humor. And when you get to know Matt, that's just him. He is a very kind person, passionate person. And that's just part of his humor to...
I get that, Kathy. And I'd love for you to get to know me and me to get to know you. You know that I can be one sick woman. You know, funny, and it's
right.
my humor. I'm funny and
right.
all that. But that was just... It was just like, oh, my gosh, no way.
You know what? The way I look at it is that, you know, he is a very funny guy. And it, like me, sometimes I find myself being semi-entertaining and funny, I guess. But you throw some good ones out there, every now and then your humor isn't always going to be the best and
right.
the funniest and going to knock
yeah.
it out. And I'm sure he, you know, would have said, damn, I wasn't as funny as I thought it was. Oh, crap. You know.
Yeah, Oregon Beaver comes
there.
Up with some – I can tell you for a fact that Oregon Beaver has had some bad humor in the chat room before, and he sat there and apologized to
well,
me. And
I have no filter. That's my good point. I
no, I was just getting ready to comment, but I laugh at I don't laugh at what Matt did personally, because I just you know, I just don't. I think I'm can be funny too, and I will joke about stuff like that. You know, not like
and
that, but
just don't
you know, I will
come across the right way over the internet. Either.
Not at all.
You know?
No, not at all.
So, I mean, I get it. It's just that I was just kind of taken aback by that.
Ron, when are we going to talk about boobies? You know,
boobies,
I always have to talk about boobies.
Boobies.
So
you
want to
talk about
what?
Boobies.
Baby,
let's tighten
the
said?
Subject up a little.
Yeah, yeah.
Always come up when I talk.
That's when I want to hang up.
that's no, don't do it. But it always comes up, boobies, and that's why, see, that's all we have to talk about, is, and I will stop saying the word, you know, boobies.
So what do you want to know about boobies?
Nothing. I know plenty about them. I was just, they always seem to come up when I'm on the, when I've called in the past, and I'm not always one who brings them up. I'm going to have to say that. But they always seem to come up, and I don't know if it's my fault or not.
I don't bring them up. It wasn't
so are
me.
Are you a booby man, or...
I am an all-around man.
You know,
I
people have
love
fetishes.
Me.
That's Natasha talking, not Kathy.
I always edit myself because I don't know what I'm going to say, but I definitely am a fan of boobies. That's all I'm going
to
say. End of story.
See,
well,
you know
I'm
what, guys?
Say,
I have to admit it. I have to admit it. I am not a boobie person.
I'm just glad you didn't say feet. Ooh.
I'm a lips and I'm a face person. I have the thing for the face. If you have sexy lips and beautiful eyes, I can go Google I got over you guys. I'm a face person.
No, I'm kidding.
No, see, I have this thing for lips. I just, you know, there's something about them.
Don't get us all riled up now, Ron. I don't need any of that sweet talk, you know. You
got
my like,
heart condition.
So
might need a moment here.
Yeah,
well,
I better
wow.
stop. My heart is
yeah.
bad, feeling bad today. So.
I don't want to get that. I don't want to get that going for you.
Nobody has their cameras on, right?
Right.
I was gone for a second because my husband called, but. This is Oregon on the phone?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, you sure talk a lot of smack in the chat room.
You don't I do.
And you're backpedaling now.
Okay, I'm not doing much backpedaling, just maybe a slow back.
No, you're Niagara Falls backpedaling.
Listen, the reason why I'm always in the chat room more than calling in. I'd love to be on the air all the time. I'd love to be taking up everyone's time talking and annoying and being funny. But I had this thing where I have almost waited on the show a few times, finals and stuff. So I've kind of taken a back seat to wanting to do anything talking in public. But I can't resist sometimes. I can't admit it. I have to. It's almost like crack, but I don't know. I have to call in now and then, but.
It's great to call in. I just want to hear the same personality that you are in the chat room.
Oh, please believe. Well, I can. It has to open up a little bit.
Open up. Share with us.
Oh my gosh! I think he's busted. Wait.
I think
they busted him. What do you guys think? I mean, the
yeah,
people
so.
Are saying you're busted.
Always
might
want
I
to
totally
talk on the
think...
internet, but not want to talk in person.
I'm just going to say
yeah,
you can't play a player.
Very, very
I mean,
true.
I think Kathy's going to do this to you, buddy.
Bad boy, bad boy. What you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? Bad boy, bad boy.
Sorry,
what you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? When you were
wait,
and
I got my right
friend. You go to school and learn
here,
the rules.
Here it comes. Over there, you.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes. There comes the cop. Better watch out. He's busted.
Yeah,
wow.
Busted.
Hey, I'm a fan. If Kathy wants to handcuff me and tase me and baton me all she wants, I'm down. I'm just saying.
She has some pink handcuffs.
Done. It doesn't even have to have the like ruffles on them or the
leopard
ones.
No, it doesn't. They're just pink. They're real. They're pink.
Okay, I'll take that. I'll sacrifice my manhood for pink handcuffs for this moment alone.
She leaves them at my house,
wait.
But I'll let her. I'll share.
Ooh,
would you
I know what I
with then? Oregon Beaver and no, I'm just joking.
You. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I think can we?
Yes.
Kathy,
I would be a mess.
That's what you
okay.
need to do. You need to Skype yes. with somebody and put it all over the internet.
Ooh.
That's what I. Yeah.
1-800-999.
It
won't be Skype.
Well,
we're
just saying
that. Michelle.
And then make a public apology on YouTube.
Oh yeah, so
please
I can be
believe.
On the talk. I can be on the talk show then.
Done.
Yeah.
Done.
That's how you
done
do
deal.
It.
Hey, you know how to reach me by Facebook.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's where it all starts, isn't it?
Wow.
I think wow. We got. I this is the first time I've ever seen Oregon Beaver speechless.
I pretty much am. I really at this moment have a lot on my mind, but nothing to do. What?
Ron, you ought to know by now that when you get Kathy and I both together, it's the cat and nut show.
Meow, meow.
I'm just sitting back and laughing over here. And it's a great surprise because I wasn't planning on having you guys call in. So I love when we have surprises. And I do appreciate you guys calling in without me even asking. So
it helped when you sent us that $200. So
he gave me $500.
Don't start that rumor.
Oh, man, he gave him $500. Oh, it was only $200. $200 an hour.
Wow.
No, that was that phone sex. Never mind. money.
Was that what that was for?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
You're telling all your secrets.
That
like
was an expensive 30-second prong.
It wasn't 30 seconds. Hey, I can last longer than 30 seconds.
Whatever. All right.
Oh, Lord. Okay, moving right along.
What were we talking about?
Boobies. Boobies. That's what
I started off with. If I was in the house, I literally would be there'd be screen caps of me just staring at tits. I would be. I'd just be like, because they always put so much boobies in the house, and I would just be talking to them
you get tired of looking at them after a while.
They talk to me. I don't really talk to them, so I'm I just being polite. And
wow, what kind of boobies are you looking at? Because mine have never talked.
You don't know how to talk to them. That's the problem. I have the gift. I would just say that. The booby whisperer.
Oh, the booby whisperer. Woo, it's getting deep. Thank God I have on some UGG boots.
Oh,
UGG boots.
Wow.
You are bringing up subjects that I have songs ready for. This is the funny part. Listen to this real quick. Do you really have UGG boots on?
Yeah. I have flip-flops on. I don't know what she has on.
My friend's band wrote this.
Yes. This song is for all the girls that wear UGG boots. Yes, I'm talking to all you girls. Every girl that has shoes that look like house shoes, boots that look like house shoes, yes, those UGG boots. That's just what I'm talking about right now. UGG boots. GT. Yeah.
Is it cold outside?
Yeah, that's a song for you.
Wow.
You're not right. I'm going to have to look that song up because I wear UGG boots all the time.
It's a friend. It's one of my friends, Corey's. A friend of a band, so you probably can't find it. I'll send it. If I still have the... you know what? I think I erased it. But I might can pull it off here. But let me see what I can do.
That song was getting kind of hard and core, and I can imagine Kathy in her Uggs just getting, like, wrapped, like, with that crunk stuff in her Uggs. Can you just see that right now? I saw it.
Awesome. We got it and started dancing. Yeah, I was dancing.
Yeah, you were getting all gangster. It was
weird.
Yeah,
I was. I had my hands going.
I could play the full song,
yeah,
but it's a little wild, I think. I can't remember.
I was rocking it.
You guys are hilarious. I am loving this.
Earlier, we were listening to Marvin Gaye. Let's get it on.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, we were doing the YouTube
Marvin
thing.
Gaye.
Yeah, eggnog and YouTube is brings back past memories.
Yeah, I was going to ask
Marvin
Gaye
and Charlie
eggnog.
Brown in one night. Yeah, we even listened to Restless Heart, I think, too, didn't we?
Yeah, and Secret Lover.
Yeah, Secret Lover, shit like that.
Oh, I tell you.
Oh, here's something for you guys, then. You guys will like this, then.
Okay.
You want to know what I saw that time?
That was way past our time, I think.
I just saw, that time I just saw myself with a boa wrapped around me and a disco light spinning in a circle with my hands out.
That picture of that, she's traumatized.
No, that wasn't Ron. That was Oregon.
That was Oregon Beaver.
Yeah, I was going to say.
A boa on
me.
A man? Not cute.
What? That was wrong. What are you talking about? That was wrong. Oh, you're crazy, dude.
I would wear my leotard instead.
Stop.
I would wear my uni. I mean, I got my uni around here somewhere.
Who does
oh,
that?
Oh, wow.
This is getting way out of control.
No, was that you, Cherry?
Yes.
See what I do when I put you up here on co-host, temporary co-host?
Craziness assumed.
Crazy. I'm like, this show has been out of hand, and I'm so tired. It's been funny as hell, and I'm enjoying every bit of it. And I do appreciate you guys calling in tonight. Like I said again, and Oregon, I actually appreciate you too.
Hey, I appreciate you too for all the
what
good.
Else,
and,
what else
you
did
know.
You want to talk about, Oregon?
Oh, I got lots to talk about. But it sounds like Ron's trying to end the show because it's about
No. I
no,
was not.
It's all about
to
you tonight. It's all about you.
We got 20 minutes.
We want to hear more of your visions.
No, you don't get any more visions. No, those are worth something. I really. My ex just told me the other day that I need to do a video blog, a vlog of all the things that piss me off. Because when we talk, I tell her about, you know, stupid Asian women drivers next to me, or I just complain about stuff, and she says, you just need to put that out there because it's funny. So, I can't give you all my vision.
This is your ex giving you advice?
I know. Listen.
You talk about somebody wanting to embarrass you. Don't put
yeah.
it out there.
And get your
rest. I've been to, this is this.
We
I'm,
love
hey, I'm,
telling
I'm,
guys what to do after we break up with
yeah.
them. You know, please
oh,
wear
yeah.
this outfit. You look hot in it when they don't. You know, and then we just sit back and laugh. Don't follow X's guidelines.
That's mean spirited. That's so
that's
brutal of you to
that's
crush a man.
Mean spirited. That's just, I mean,
crush
are you a single
like
guy,
that.
Oregon? Yeah.
Yes,
are you single?
I am. Yes,
as
I
of
am
when?
Ready to mingle.
Okay,
as of when? Listen, okay. Long story. I am. What's that movie where that guy, everyone he dates, meets their future husband, and after he sleeps with them. What's that
what?
Movie with the? Good Luck Chuck, with that movie with I think it's Dave
yeah.
Cook, where every that listen, five in a row, swear to God, five in a row of my exes have been married just after breaking up with me in a row. So you want to talk about me being single in my life? It's a complicated story, is basically what I'm saying.
So
wow.
you have it's complicated on your Facebook page, then.
Holy crap, it is always complicated. I'm single.
Well,
but
let us give you some advice. Okay?
Yeah, this
is
a true story that happened to Kathy and I last week.
Ex advice? Like, I'm getting real
no,
advice.
No, this is
ex advice.
This is just, yeah, this is listen.
Oh, so believe
if you
this
an
time.
Ex, if you're an ex and you drunk dial and start singing songs on the phone... It will
you might be
on
a redneck.
Speaker, and we will be laughing so hard we nearly piss our pants. I don't care
oh
how good you sing.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes,
check
do not
off.
Drunk. Yeah. Yeah, don't drink and drive, and don't drink and text, and don't drink and put.
Man. Don't drunk call people yeah. and try to sing them songs.
Yeah.
All right, done.
Because I put you
I
on
will...
speaker. I put you on speaker, right. And then Natasha gets to laugh.
That is awesome. That's deserving, though. I'm telling you. That's very
yeah.
stupid. Who does that? Who?
Exes. Exes do that.
We don't name names.
So exes do that.
That's crazy.
Really?
I'm just telling you, true story, last week, we
that's
had it on
wrong.
Speaker. And then we started making requests.
Hey, wait. Would it be a song like this, guys? Is this the kind of song
hey.
It would be?
Oh no! It was these love songs.
Yeah.
It was love songs.
No, wait.
Blame it all on my
yeah,
ring,
that's,
on
that's,
my wrist.
I
showed up in
blue.
Ruined your blind tie.
Ruined your tie.
Yeah, that's
last
close
one,
to
last
one to show.
Last one to show.
Okay.
I was the last one you thought you'd see.
Oh my gosh, I'm having flashbacks.
Me too.
Hey, wait, we got
hey,
another caller.
Hey, and if you're an ex, and if you're an ex too, don't call your ex to come pick you up.
Oh, I wasn't going to go there.
Because
you know
We will come pick you up.
And drop your ass off at the door.
We need to do a top 10 list. We need to do a top 10 list.
Learning.
What not to do if you are, what not to do if you're an ex. You know,
yes,
or,
and drive your brand new truck with big tires 90 miles an hour down the interstate. Yes, it will happen.
Y'all need to have your own TV show is what y'all need to
have. Yeah. Yeah.
How about going to their wedding? How about that? Is that a not
thing
to do?
Oh, that would be even awesome. Oh, no.
Here's another one.
Yeah. Don't hit on your ex's very best friend who's more like a sister. We will play you like a fiddle and clown your ass.
Oh.
That happened last week.
Hey, I got another.
My ex.
I'm going to bring another caller up.
They can't handle us, Ron.
You stay with us, Oregon. You know, I always want to call you your real name, but I like Oregon Beaver better. Wait, I can't say it wrong.
No. We like real names. What are real names?
Nope.
I just said it once tonight already. Wait,
where's
502?
Where's Mr. No Pants? Is he not calling in tonight?
502.
I
don't have pants on.
Is he being shy?
Oregon said he don't
he's
have
not in the
on.
Room. 502.
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Can you hear me? Hey,
your name
it's
and where
Carly.
From?
Where are you calling from?
It's Carly Johnson, MTV Fresh Me Too. How are you doing?
Hey, Carly.
Hey, Ron. I just saw your Twitter post. I figured I'd call in and say hi.
Hey.
Wow. Do you know Kathy from Big Brother 12?
No. Yeah, I have not spoke to her. I know pretty much the whole other Big Brother cast pretty well, but not Kathy yet. I haven't met her.
No, yeah, you have.
Well,
I have met you. Where did I meet you?
No, just tonight.
maybe. Okay, now I know her. Exactly.
Well,
so.
Well, I do know she knows one of your friends, Kathy. She knows Lane.
Yay.
Yes. And I know Rachel. And I know Brendan.
And she knows Rachel. She was BFFs with, or is it BFF, or do I just say friends with Rachel?
I don't know. We used to be close, and now we're just friends. So she's cool, though. We still talk on a regular basis.
Wow, this is interesting.
It was great to hear from you, because actually when you said you had another caller, I was kind of nervous. I was thinking you had the ex on the phone that were sitting there dogging.
Not
yeah,
the ex.
What do you think about exes? Were you listening to them talk about their exes?
I kind of a little bit about it, yeah. So I just I was looking for it. I was like, well, I better say hi.
X-102,
so
what is that? X-101.
101? 102.
Yeah, so what do you do with your exes when they call you up? And
right.
Do you share your phone calls with your friends, you know, when they call you up?
Yeah, I actually have my ex's numbers blocked. Verizon lets you block numbers, so it's an amazing invention. I love it. But, yeah, other than that, I really don't. Yeah, they're all crazy. I don't try to socialize with them anymore.
Yeah, that's when you put in your phone book, do not answer.
Yes, exactly.
And then put their name and number.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out how to say this to you, and I want to hear your comments, and oh, man, I don't
God,
really want to go
spit
there.
Spit it out. You're wasting time. Spit it out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
If there's any dead air, I'm going to
feel
it.
What do you think about the drama that happened over the weekend?
Very interesting. No, I mean, I don't know. I spoke to Rachel a little bit, and she's kind of, told me not to really say anything, so I'm going to kind of respect that. But, yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's a whole crazy situation right there, that's for sure. I was just like, at first I didn't believe it, but I guess after the whole video that came out, I guess it's true. I would have denied it. I wouldn't have ever came out with that. I would have denied
denial
it. Denial
is always the best.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it wasn't me.
It
wasn't me. But
did you
yeah,
keep
I didn't want
today?
To over talk about it with you, but I did want
yeah.
to give you the opportunity. And that's
Ron,
why
you
I
always
kind of,
put
like,
people on the spot. That's so wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to talk about her. I'm not going to talk bad. You know that. She's not going to talk
yeah.
bad. They're our friends.
No,
I wasn't wanting bad.
Nosy.
You know she's just playing Ron.
Yeah.
I'm 100% wanting to just give my fans what they, you know, ask for.
Hey,
of course.
That's drama. That's enough.
I mean, because I could go different ways with Carly right now, but I'm going to hold
off
and not. I do have one question. I do have one question. I wish she was listening to the show right now. Did you see a certain Big Brother 12 cast have a jersey on, or did you see a jersey on
Lane? I saw the jersey,
on Lane?
Yes. I tried to make him wear it, but he said no. He said he's going to save it for something special, so I tried.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I tried multiple times. Is that Liz? Is she listening?
No. Yeah, I don't know if she's listening, but I want to make sure she knows about this, so I will tell her that you talked about it.
Yeah,
so that's why
I've been trying. I don't know. He almost did it, and then I don't know. He has it, though. I saw it.
That's cool.
Okay, I'm lost.
I'm lost, too.
We were talking about Lane.
I'm lost. Talk. Tell me.
Lane has a jersey that was sent to him of the Baltimore Ravens, and it went to Vegas because she asked him, this girl, a friend of mine.
I'm caught up. All right.
Why don't we talk about the perv that mails everybody letters to the sheriff's office or to everybody's job that wants a signed bra?
Oh, they want a signed bra?
Yeah,
really?
Let's and I quote in quotation marks
he's
8 times in the letter, I'm not a pervert.
Oregon, quit sending letters.
Wait, are they coming from Portland?
You talk about
Portland. Wait, are they coming from Portland?
Sure. No, it's coming from Tennessee.
Oh, I can redirect
That
stuff. Good, it worked.
What? Yeah, no. I'm not the only victim of that circumstance. I'm quote 8 times, I'm not a pervert in the whole paragraph.
Wait,
so
Carly,
really
do you have anything? Have you ever had anything weird sent to you since
me?
The time on,
no, Carly.
Yeah,
oh.
No, Carly.
Me? No, I really haven't. I don't even get dirty pictures. I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah, I've kind of been ripped on that, too.
Came
I mean, just letters, and they're always handwritten, too.
Jail mail.
I think it's jail mail.
No, I don't know. It's okay.
Ron,
I've
got to go, Ron. I have to take care of my kids. Y'all can talk to Kathy. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Natasha.
Bye, Natasha.
I am so laughing at you guys because you guys are so funny tonight. And Carly, you just surprised me, and I'm actually going to extend it a little bit just because in case we have anything more to talk about. You know what? We were actually talking about boobies. Oregon Beaver was talking about boobies.
See? It always comes up.
Nasty, nasty guy.
Oh, breasts.
I know, breasts.
In trouble?
I got two of them. Yeah.
I got one.
That's the second person.
You got one.
I have one. Literally only have one boob.
Oh, that's far
I
one.
I swear. It's really sad, but I have two nipples, so that's awesome.
You can always buy you them if you want to.
I've been donated. I have been offered many of boob donations.
Yeah.
So, but I have one, it's really good. I mean, it's a really nice one. It makes up for not having two, I swear.
Okay.
You don't believe me.
You guys are cracking me up. You guys are so funny tonight.
Well, is anybody going to be in L.A. next week for the Survivor finale, the 16th? No?
I'm not.
Are you going to the Survivor finale?
I think so.
Are you going?
I think I'm going to do Murth Jaffer is doing his whole return to reality thing, and I'm supposed to do some stuff with him, so.
I do know Ashley, my co-host Thursday, is going to be there. She's going in. And I do know other people. You probably get lots of Survivor people, you know.
Yeah.
And you probably get all the L.A. people, like maybe Shima and you know, the people from L.A., Michelle Newman, especially Big Brother-wise. And have you, I mean, you've done a couple good events lately in Vegas. I mean, did you get to go to the Reality Awards or whatever that was?
Yeah,
what was
in
that
L.A.
called?
Yeah,
the Reality Bish?
Yeah.
So how
was there.
That?
I don't really remember much of it, but I think it was a good time. I don't know. It was open bar, so I think it was a long night, but it was
fun.
Must
have been fun.
Yeah, it was fun. That's for sure.
Open bars. Yeah, when you have an open bar, you can have
disaster.
Some fun.
Yes.
That's
you
what you're going to have on, isn't it?
You must have had fun.
Yeah, I think so. But, all right, well, I was just calling in to say hi. I saw your tweet, so I figured I'd say hi to Kathy and introduce myself and talk to you because it's been a minute.
Yeah, I'm glad you did, actually. You know what's so funny about it? And this is honest truth. I actually was going to tweet Carly and ask her to call in tonight.
That's funny.
I was going to actually call it. And
I read your
mind. That's why when you called in, you kind of blew me away. And then Kathy even surprised me tonight.
Oh, no.
So I've been surprised. That's why I'm just sitting back and letting you guys do the show tonight. And
Brian, I
want to
give you a hug right now. I want to give you a big fat hug right now. We haven't had that moment yet. Remember we said we just need to have one of the bro hugs? I feel like you need one right now.
You need to come to my event, Oregon Beaver. It's in February.
All right.
And Carly, let me give you a little plug for it real quick. Right now I'm working on details more, and I'm trying to get things together a little bit. But it's February 18th and 19th, and the 20th. It's in Georgia, and it's called Celebration of the Heart. I don't know if you knew this or if I told you, like, we've talked about it, but I have a heart condition that I'm really, you know, struggling with, and I'm supposed to have open heart surgery when I can get on some kind of insurance. Right now I don't have insurance, and I'm working on getting it through, you know, Social Security and all that stuff.
Okay.
And so what I'm doing is event. It's my 2-year anniversary, first of all, and it's also my birthday.
Yay. Oh, wow.
I'll be 40.
It's my mother's birthday, too. Wow.
So it's on the 19th, so it's kind of like a very small event. It's not going to be a huge one. I'm hoping to get around 6 to 7, 8 people. I'm hoping to get a Texan guy maybe to come. I want to invite him. But
okay,
Kathy is on the schedule to come. Michelle Noon or Michelle Costa is coming. Louis,
some
people that you hung out with.
I love Louis too. Amazing. Yeah, he had Louis to talk about that. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to contact you more. I'm kind of working on getting more together and kind of holding out to make sure I get everything. But just something to keep those dates open if you can.
Okay.
Because I was going to invite you. What?
Is that Atlanta, Georgia, or what part of Georgia?
Yeah, it will be. It's in between Atlanta and Chattanooga. It's like an hour both ways, pretty much.
Awesome.
It's called Dalton, Georgia. So just keep your eyes open and look for the letters that I send you.
Awesome.
But thank you for calling in.
All right, you guys have a good night.
Bye.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Sorry.
You're welcome. Bye.
Oh, man. The surprises tonight. And Kathy, you started the surprises. Yeah, I was playing that.
Natasha started the surprises. I was just, like, chilling out watching Charlie Brown. And she's like, you want to call Ron? I was like, why not?
That's cool. And I make sure you give her a big hug for me then. Because, you know, honestly, you can ask Cherry. She'll vouch for me. I pretty much said, tonight let's just call, do a show and just let people call in and shoot the bull, you know. And when you made the call
this morning and said that,
yeah, I mean, so I'm definitely happy that you called in and everything. So
it was like I said, that $200, you know, that's tempting.
You know what? And I know everyone don't believe you because I have no money. So
that's why I say
for me to send you $200 would be you probably you know what, I got some Monopoly money. I might have to just mail it to you.
That'll work. I have some Big Brother clothes. You can mail those.
No.
Matter of fact, the suitcase is still not unpacked.
You know what?
Wow.
You know what? I lost my suitcase is not unpacked either. It's somewhere probably in between here and Vegas.
Ryan, you still didn't get your suitcase
Well,
back?
Mine's under the bed. I mean, there's just, like, nothing that I want to wear that's in that suitcase at this point. So whoever wants
really?
It, let me know.
I'll take it all.
You want it all? All 80 pounds?
Yeah. UPS it.
UPS it? Okay.
I'll put it on eBay. Even though, wait. I have to yell at eBay. My account has been locked out of eBay because when I went to Vegas, I lost a little shipping time, and I tell them 15 days, you know, 3 weeks, and they locked me out, and now I can't do it. No, John Crocker, Ron Rad wants it. Ron Rad wants the suitcase. John,
I know,
John
I kind of feel left out of John's stuff. I need to mail John something. I need his address, though.
You know what? You do need to mail him something, but not the suitcase. I want the suitcase.
You want the suitcase?
Yeah, I want the
All
stuff
80
in
pounds
the
of everything?
Yeah, everything.
Everything?
I'll do a clearance, even though touch this for good luck or something,
the T-shirt?
Yeah, I'll do a clearance.
A clearance sale. That's nice.
Yes.
I'm sure everybody will want
to
bid on that.
$24 a piece of item. Wait.
Yeah.
Never mind. I won't go there. I was going to go ask you if there's a bra in there.
Oh, yeah, there's some. There's some. Swimsuits, bras, everything.
You know, make sure you autograph those, for I can sell them to those perverts.
Only if you say I'm not a pervert in 8 times in 1 paragraph.
Perfect time
yeah.
for me to jump in here. What's a bidding start, Ron? That's what I want to know.
You know, 99 cents. Let's start it out.
All right.
99 cents?
Wow, bro.
Yeah, sure.
Everything. Jeez.
That's joking.
That's good. All right. I haven't been that quiet in a long time, Ron, on the phone. I haven't been that quiet in a long time. I want, you know, at least, you know, a little bit of praise here for my ability to hold my... Never mind. Why am I begging for that? Am I talking right now?
You're crazy.
Why?
You're talking.
I didn't mean to.
So, okay.
Don't give me dead air because I have 10
stuff
to talk about.
Do we want to say goodnight, or are you guys still having fun?
Oregon Beaver has a lot to talk about.
No, I mean, why would I want to say anything? I'm boring.
Somebody put 99 cents equals free listing.
She knows it. That's why I did it.
Love
it. That's why I put it. No. That's what it is. When you put it for 99 cents, you get free listings on eBay.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay. I don't know how that works. I've never sold anything on eBay.
Me either. It scares me.
Right now, I'm upset with it, actually.
Really?
All right.
Actually, Rachel told me to, like, save everything and make a quilt out of it, and I thought that was a good idea. When we were in the jury house, we talked about that. So I never sold anything.
Sounds like
a lot
of work,
good idea.
Though.
Yeah. I mean, it was a really good idea from Rachel. She said that, you know, take, you know, any of the clothing and comp items and make a quilt out of it, have somebody make a quilt out of it, and then you have it the rest of your life. I thought it was a pretty cool idea.
That is a good idea. I'm going to have a bunch of my old like concert T-shirts that I don't wear anymore. That the T-shirts still have a lot of meaning to me. I don't want to get rid of them, but I don't wear those T-shirts anymore, you know? And I'm going to have a lot of those T-shirts made into a quilt.
Right.
And
okay.
I think it's a great idea to do that with
then
your
you
big brother.
And make money.
Honestly, guys, honestly.
But you can't make money
mom,
on memories.
No, but my mom, this is kind of, that you said that, Patty. My mom started mine a couple years ago, and it's actually in a basket back in, you know, towards her room. And you guys know about my mom, too, that she's in the nursing home and she's not doing very good. And it will never be finished, I'm afraid. And I need to find somebody that can do it.
You just gotta find somebody to catch it for you, hon.
Yeah, I totally am, you know, wishing I can find somebody to finish it because it just needs, I think, the padding now to it. So if anybody, you know, knows somebody,
I can't mail it, though. I kind of have to find somebody locally, probably.
You need to talk to the church down there. And those women at the church surely know somebody who can finish off that quilt for you.
But ADHD, I have that, too, if you guys ever listen to me enough. You know,
yeah,
I definitely have it. Or, in Oregon, do you not believe
what
I have it?
What? I don't understand about what?
I definitely have ADD. I can start talking about one subject and switch it within 2 seconds. Especially if you ever listen to, if you ever have a, you know, phone call. Call it quiet shop. A quilt shop. Oh, good idea. So,
quit jumping around. You're hurting my head.
Kathy, that bag, I mean, I will definitely take some of your stuff out of it.
I'll give you some stuff, Ron. I just won't get me. I won't get rid of the stuff that, you know, is to my heart, like the bag and the key and stuff like that. But clothes, they can go.
No, I understand. And do you have that red shirt that's in that photo?
I do. I have everything.
I like that shirt in that photo.
Do you want my red shirt?
Yeah,
without
sure.
Yeah. Okay.
But no, I mean, it's, you know, I didn't put that picture. I actually used your face picture, just to let you know. Your full body one, I just could not get it to work. I don't know what happened. It just, whenever it blew up.
You talking about the red shirt in the photo or the red shirt from BB?
The red shirt in the photo.
Oh, the red shirt in the photo. I gave that one to one of my friends. But I can see if I can get it back. Are you talking about the halter top shirt?
I think so. I don't know what the halter top is.
I'll look.
You're talking to a guy that is fashion, not savvy.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
But definitely, do you have your Arkansas shirts still?
Absolutely.
That would be...
Absolutely. I have everything. I told you that. I have everything. It's still in the suitcase under the bed.
The Arkansas one would be cool. I like that. That would be cool. I like that.
Okay.
And you're going to have to keep a couple things to donate to, like, a raffle for, like, in February, too. So we're going to have to... we can do some kind of raffle with them.
Yeah.
What do you want? My stuff goes big. I'm just saying.
Wait, what goes big?
That was not a Freudian slip. I was just, my stuff goes big. That's funny. I just saw that. Everyone wanted my Got Beaver shirt from Rainbow last year. It was an orange shirt that said Got Beaver on it. So, and then those were hot. So we'll talk. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to do some exchanging.
Yeah, because, you know.
That's funny.
No.
You know, I have my uni that I wore at Vegas, if anybody would like that. It's autographed.
How long
did
you have that on, though? Because that thing has got to be all messed up, man. I'm sure you spilled drinks on. I'm just saying, people sweat.
Oh,
drinks
God.
Get spilled. I mean, I wouldn't mind a nice little perfume, uni perfumed with a little girl on it, but, Ron, we're men here. I don't know... I'm just saying.
I had underwear on.
I hope you had a full bodysuit on underneath the full bodysuit if I was to buy it. Actually, I'm just saying, Ron. Am I being an asshole? Yeah.
No, it's okay.
But
if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, I played beer pong with.
Right.
I played beer pong with Michelle Pasta, and I had to wear the uni, and it's autographed, and I'm not going to sell it, just to let you guys know. It's going to go up on my wall someday.
I still would have been the high bidder, but anyway.
I got lots of pictures of you in that uni.
What?
I got lots of pictures of you in that uni.
Yeah.
Lots of people
seen
got that.
Lots of pictures over the internet in the uni.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I'm definitely working on making next year... a better looking. No, I'm just joking. I won't wear that again.
You got to upgrade, maybe. No.
Oh
yeah,
my!
I'm gonna wear a leotard. No.
You won't have any room for anybody to sign anymore because everybody signed that one up.
Yeah, it really is. And I really, you know, I started to get them to sign it because I was going to throw it on eBay. And then I decided, you know, hey, you know, this is a memory that I'll never forget. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, you actually had everybody's pin on your body.
Yeah, somebody asked me, why were they signing your body? Because it was flesh looking.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, okay.
Because I'm never going to shower again.
Okay.
That
was
okay.
So funny. He was in a biker bar, Hogs and Heifers.
Yeah, I think I missed that.
And my husband was sitting next to a guy that was a longshoreman that just happened to be in there with, like, a British accent. And he's like, hey, mate, I don't mean to be rude, but could you tell me what's going on with that guy over there with the funny thing on?
I didn't know this story.
And my husband had to try to explain to him the story of why Ron was wearing the unitard, and he goes, oh, he must have wanted to get here really bad. My husband was about to lose it. This guy just happened to be in Hogs and Heifers, you know, he was just sitting there drinking a beer and had this British accent. He was like a longshoreman, and I don't know where he came from, but he was just sitting there having a beer and sitting next to my husband, and he couldn't believe what he was watching was Ron walking around in the unitard, having people sign his unitard and stuff. And he finally just tapped my husband on the shoulder and said, excuse me, could you, I don't mean to be rude, but could you tell me what's going on with the lad over there with the funny thing on? My husband, poor husband, had to try to explain it, and it was just hilarious. I just sat back and let my husband do it. And
that's
didn't
so
even
funny.
Say a word.
I have not heard the story, and it's just funny.
Yeah, I let
Oregon
poor
Beaver
just
have
get stuck with it.
What did
so,
I do?
I was going to say,
yeah,
you didn't comment on this. I was waiting for your
I'm
comment.
Scared. No, I'm scared too. Because I would wear it as well. I have no shame, so I am feeling very honored that you would. Because a lot of dudes would say, "Screw that." I wouldn't even blink. It'd be some, but you know, that's us. We're just crazy like that, right, Ron?
You know, the reason I did it and the reason I wanted to do it was because Michelle has done so much for me. She was my first guest ever to be on my show, and I just really wanted to play beer pong with her. You know what I mean? I wanted to play, and when Dan told me he would buy it for me, you know, I was willing to do anything. And you know how Michelle is. Kathy, you know how Michelle is too. She's,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's just means the world to me, and it was worth every minute of wearing it, and it also helped some charity because they got a good donation, because it probably
we
went
all
higher
understood
than
it was hard for an outsider to understand.
No,
I
I'm just saying, you know. So, Kathy, thank you for calling in tonight.
You're welcome. I'm fixing to go. I need to go home.
I'm about ready to say goodnight. Actually, I told Cherry that I was going to do an hour show. And,
are you
going to
send me a lullaby?
Sure. Go to sleep, little creep.
Oh, gosh. It's
no,
good talking to you, Ron.
I would do a better one.
Thanks, Cherry.
Good night, sweetie. It was so nice talking to you.
Good night, honey. I'll talk to you another
good night,
time.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
You take care. If I don't talk to you again, you have a Merry Christmas.
Okay, you too.
All right,
bye.
Be safe out there.
Good night.
Talk to y'all later.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. And Oregon, thank you. And Cherry, thank you. And what a show. Tell everyone about it. Bye.